This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, it is a final from Indianapolis, and the results are not good. A 118-111 loss to the Pacers. And no, this is not Baby Tausch Bill Schmid. It is Tim Allen in for the big guy, and Mayor Mitch is here as well, as the Bucks fall tonight 118-111 to the Pacers. But you know what? It still is a reason to celebrate, and I'll get to that in just a second as we welcome you aboard Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. It's a reason to celebrate. Now, they did lose tonight. No Giannis. That means their record without Giannis in the ball game, they fall to 5-1. Now, to put some comparison to that last year without Giannis, they were 4-6. So they're improving there, and that shows a lot about the depth and the changes that were made. But I say a reason to celebrate because this is, you tell me, the best team in basketball. This is the best team in the NBA, 46-8. Now, the franchise record for wins is 66 back in 71. With 28 games remaining, that means they need to go 21-7 to eclipse that 66 high water mark. This is conceivably the best Bucks team we've seen, or is it? Now, in 71, did they not win the NBA title? Mitch, right?
They did.
They did. So can we say it's the best team in franchise history? Maybe or maybe not. The jury might be out in on that front. However, they are the best team in the NBA right now. Can we argue that? Not to say it's going to be a cakewalk through the playoffs. Not to say it's going to be easy in the NBA Finals. But isn't this a reason to celebrate? Guys, I'm telling you, I don't think we're enjoying this as much as we should. Honestly, this is just a terrific basketball team. Now, in tonight's game, okay, fair enough. No Giannis, and you can point to that for sure. They're down 2.8 billion points in this game, and they come all the way back, and they get to within four at 88-84. And then it was like a 16-4 run, and that was that. But, man, this team is good. They're super good. Now that we're at the All-Star break at a 46-8 mark, can you say that they're going to win an NBA title? Can you say that the state of Wisconsin is going to have a champion? And we haven't seen that since 2010. And then before that, I don't know, you tell me. You tell me when they've had a champion. Mitch, does anything come to mind prior to 2010 in Green Bay?
Milwaukee right? Admirals?
96, 95?
Something like that.
With the Packers, yeah. The state of Wisconsin, this is a reason to celebrate. Are we enjoying this as much as we should with the Milwaukee Bucks? Because I'm having a blast with this. Guys, I really am. I mean, this game tonight reminded me of the Christmas Day Massacre against Philadelphia, quite honestly. And once in a while, you're going to have clunkers. Yeah, I get that. Even the best teams, didn't Golden State come into Milwaukee undefeated at like, what were they, 22-0 or something like that?
24-0, yep.
24-0.
And they had won the last, four or five games the prior regular season, so they had won 30-some in a row, I think, overall. And then they came in on a back-to-back after losing in overtime, I think in Boston, and had to come all the way to Milwaukee. And, the Bradley Center was fired up, ready to go.
And the Bucks beat them.
Yeah, they beat them soundly.
So you do have the clunkers. I get it. And that's what happened tonight. So wash that aside. We're at the All-Star break here. Are you and your buddies enjoying this as much as you actually should? Because I am. I really, 414-799-1250, because we're now at the break. We're going to get into Chicago here over the weekend, a lot of festivities, and, $3 being represented in that All-Star weekend. And I'm just loving all of this. And the MVP, by the way, in this ball game tonight, even though he was nowhere near Indianapolis, I'm going to say it's Giannis. You know why? Because that's a reason to celebrate, too. Because he's being a good dad. I recall many years ago when Tracy McGrady had, I believe, kid number four, might have been five, and I was, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and I were doing a show. I forget which show it was. He was saying that, oh, come on, Tracy, and Tracy sat out that game because for the birth of his child. And Sparky was, well, man, can you believe he should be playing basketball? It's not like it's the first child, it's the fifth child. No, Giannis, you're doing the right thing. Your team is good. You're the MVP and MVP. And you did the right thing. Now, did it cost the Bucks a win? It might have. It probably did. They had been 5-0 without him anyway. So I'm going to call him the MVP of this ball game, and that is brought to you by Chevrolet. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. 799-1250. Are you and your buddies enjoying this as much as you should? I will say this, that I spend, I won't say a lot of time, but my fair share of time in a bar. I'm not afraid to admit that. And I gotta say, it hasn't been the buzz that I figured it would. It's on in the corner there, and I like the small little corner, crappy bars. And it's on, But it's not like these guys go, hey, how about the Bucks? It's still Packer mode. It's still, you know, Super Bowl these days. It's been, you know, Kansas City, they come back. We should be, I'm not afraid to say it, we should be celebrating this Bucks basketball team.
Well, Tim, it's baby steps, I think. At least it's on at the bar. I don't know for how many years it was you had to, you know, and even still occasionally you might have to go. They might not have it on right away if you go to places.
And now you'd have to ask for it.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, oh, what time is the game at? And then they'll, you know, then they'll put it on. Whereas 5 years ago, it was like, I didn't even know we had a team.
It is a celebration of this team. And it just dawned on me because when I knew I was filling in for Billy tonight, it's Tim Allen in for Baby Tosh tonight. I just looked at the sort of the big picture. And I looked at, well, it's the All-Star break. Button this up with what? Button it up with a celebration. And then I looked around, and the last couple of weeks, it was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, the Bucks. Let's see what happens. I'm afraid of a letdown. All that dialogue. But, man, these guys are really good. Like I believe they're the best team in the NBA. Is that fair to say? And they have the depth. They've got the MVP. They just good coaching. They've got good defense. By the way, the 100-point streak did not die tonight. It continues all 54 games with a 46-8 mark. They've eclipsed or met 100 points or more. Going back to last year, 24 games to end the season, they got to 100 or more. 78-game streak. I don't even think that's close to a record. I'd have to look that up, but I mean, it seems cool, but I don't think it's very close. 799-1250. Let's lead things off with Joel. Joel, are you and your buddies enjoying this basketball team as much as you actually should?
I'm probably not, and that's on me. Like, last year, to me, was way more enjoyable because they were a team on the rise. They became a legit contender. But the expectations weren't as high, so it's like you could appreciate them. And then, you know, ultimately they lost and it was crushing, but it didn't hurt as much as if and when they lose this year. So, like, by all accounts, they're supposed to get to the finals this year. They have expectations and well-deserved. They got the MVP, best record. They should get to the finals, but it's like it's stressful because they should get to the finals. They're no longer the hunter. They're the hunted. And so it's, you know, I'm kind of distressing myself out over it. You mentioned the record without Giannis this year. I think it's kind of misleading because the five wins they had were Pelicans, Hawks, Magic, Wizards, Kings. And so today, they finally played a team over 500 without Giannis. And, you know, the score was probably closer than the actual game. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to Giannis. Like, he's that great. And they're a good team, but with him, they're legit. And so that's another thing that stresses me out, too. It's like Giannis has to be great in order for them to be title contenders. And then I just start worrying, like, man, if he's not great, if they don't do it for him, like, he's going to leave. So that's why this year, to me, is not as enjoyable because I just keep, you know, I'm a Wisconsin sports fan. I'm thinking negatively, I guess.
Okay, well, Joel, let me use you as the example, all right? So don't be offended. I love you, brother, all right? So don't be mad at me. Thanks for the call. See, that. So, a few years ago, when we were seeing Golden State just across the board, just win almost every game, and just fly through and win titles and all this, weren't you jealous? Weren't you jealous? Because I was. How come that can't be us here in the state of Wisconsin? Why is it that we always have to look from afar, and we always have to look at these bigger markets, for the most part, these bigger markets, these high buck teams, the teams that grab the big three, and you just looked at it like, man, that should be us. Okay, that's one point. There's a little jealousy there. Then you say, since the expectations are to win the NBA title, then it's less enjoyable than being the underdog. And saying, wow, these kids can play. Look out, they could make some noise in the playoffs. I'm fired up for this. I can't wait. They're only 2.5 games out of the 2 seed. So you have different schools of thought there. I think it's a celebration, guys. I don't think, for the most part, that this state of Wisconsin is used to being a front runner. Embrace it. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Because we have one right here. All-star break is upon us. 46-8 mark. Clearly, to me, the front runner to win the NBA title. That should be a must-see, a must-listen-to, a must-talk-about. That's me. So I used Joel as the example there. It was more enjoyable last year because the expectations weren't on you. Now the expectations are there, and it's less enjoyable. Shouldn't it be more enjoyable because now you are legit? Now it's a legitimate situation. Now it's not just the little guy, the little brother, that's really stepped up his game a little bit. Wow, they could make some noise in the playoffs. Look out. They get hot. Who knows what could happen? They don't need to get hot. They just need to play their game. All right, we'll take a break. Are you enjoying this Bucks season as much as you should? 414-799-1250. As the Bucks fall tonight, but we're still celebrating the best team in the NBA. As far as I'm concerned, they're the best team in the NBA. And I would expect them, I absolutely expect them to be in the NBA Finals. And not to say that it's going to be easy. I'm not saying that. Miami could make some noise. Philadelphia is going to make some. Toronto's going to challenge. There's all sorts of challenges. But this team is legitimate finally. And we're not enjoying it. We're not embracing it. Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim in for Baby Tausch tonight. Bucks fall tonight, but a celebration here at the break. A 46-8 mark, and we'll be back here on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, 118-111 loss to the Pacers tonight, but who cares about that? You're going to have a clunker once in a while. Tim Allen in for Baby Tausch tonight, and we're talking about whether or not you and your buddies and family and are enjoying this season as much as we all should. And, you know, are you following every game via TV, via radio? By going to the game, 799-1250, because I think it's a little, I don't know, I'm just not getting the vibe that everyone's, you know, fist pumping and looking so forward to the game each and every day they play. I'm just not getting that. Maybe I'm not hanging out with the right people, but You always know when the Bucks are going to play. At least that's the mode I'm in right now. 799-1250, because I think it should be a time to celebrate. A loss tonight, I get it. A 46-8 mark. And Mayor Mitch is with us tonight. Mitch, you had some numbers. The favorite to win the NBA title right now, as far as the guys in the desert are concerned, are the L.A. Lakers,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers up anymore, but it was plus 225, I think, Lakers, plus 275 Bucks, and then the Clippers at plus 325, and after that it really drops off. I think Denver was next. That was according to oddshark.com, so they keep an eye on Vegas. But yeah, I mean, so clearly, you know, the Lakers are the favorite, I guess, nationally. But the Bucks are getting that's a good amount of respect. I mean, that's more than they ever got last year, so
yeah,
I can't complain too much.
It is, and I know the sentiment is that you got to crawl before you walk, and the whole stepladder approach, and yeah, well, let's wait. I mean, LeBron wanted another stud player into L.A. last year. He didn't get it. He gets it this year. So, I mean, you know, they've got something in their minds to prove as well. But, all right, so the Bucks were getting blown out. They did tighten up this game, didn't they, Mitch?
Yeah, Eric Bledsoe, not a great night, Tim. 4 of 11 from the floor, just 15 points on the night, and here's two of them as the Bucks narrow the gap, 86-80 at this point.
Jeremy Lamb.
See, here's that similar situation where you played so hard to get yourself knocking on the door, then you give up some easy buckets on defensive breakdowns.
Bledsoe! Because Marcus said so, and one.
There you go. A nice blow by the extension. He's able to kind of accelerate after he picks up his dribble right there just to get a little bit more separation. Uses that off arm to help him clear a path to the basket.
They did cut the deficit to 88-84 a couple of minutes after that with about 8 minutes to play. And considering that they were down a ton, that was something. But then a 16-3 run, and then it was over from right there. So the Bucks go on for the loss.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Couple of reasons why the Bucks lost this one. Giannis being not in the game, that would be one. Another reason would be the turnovers. In the first half alone, 12 turnovers leading to 27 Pacer points. That's crazy. Now, they did score a total of 33 points off turnovers, did Indiana, but that was only, six additional points in the second half off turnovers, but 27 points off turnovers, 12 of those for the Bucks in the first half. And then the final reason, this dude right here, TJ Warren, he had, 35 points in this game, 16 of 19 from the floor, and that was bad. there's your, what is that, the X factor in this loss?
Yeah, we'll take it. I mean, that's, TJ Warren, he's a nice player, but to have this kind of night, it's not a great look. I mean, look, the Bucks battled back. I'm okay with it. This game had kind of loss written all over it. It just didn't start great.
Sloppy.
Indiana's absolutely desperate, hungry. They mentioned it at least 10 times in the first half on ESPN about the attention to detail that Indiana had tonight. They were desperate. And Indiana had been blowing a lot of leads and stuff, too, during that losing streak. So they were, I mean, that game meant a lot more to Indiana than it did to the Milwaukee Bucks tonight.
Bucks snap a five-game winning streak. Pacers snap a six-game losing streak, and it's a 118-111 loss. Matt Velazquez, Journal Sentinel and JSOnline.com will join us a little bit later on in the show. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer, and we'll go inside the locker room as well. 414-799-1250. The Bucks have a chance to win the NBA title, and I think we're all aware of that. Are we enjoying this as we head into the All-Star break here? The unofficial first half of the season, although that's a little staggered. There's only 28 games remaining. Franchise mark in wins in 71 was 66 for the season. With the Bucks at 46 right now, they go 21-7 in the remaining 28 games. They're going to eclipse that franchise win mark, and they will have a chance. Now, again, you could say, well, I'm just waiting for the playoffs, and then I'm excited. Now, there's something to be said about that, too. That front runners know when to put the pedal down. And they are a front runner. We can all agree on that. So it's game by game is what Budenholzer says a lot. We'll take it day by day, game by game, and go from there. And I'm just wondering what the excitement level then would be, say, second round of the playoffs. Is that when it clicks in? Is that when it's going to just finally fire up collectively, you know, around the state, around the city of Milwaukee? Because I think, and I've heard this here on The Fan, AM 1250, 105.7 FM, I've heard this a lot on the air, and that is, well, I'm just waiting for the playoffs. Well, see, that sentiment I don't get too much, because then you're wasting all this fun time of being one of the best teams, if not the best team in the game. Wouldn't you want to absorb all that? You live your life the way you want. It doesn't matter. To me, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But I'm just saying, when you're finally the best, wouldn't you want to enjoy it? Prolonging the excitement? If you know what I mean? Make it last a little bit longer? I mean, that's the way I look at it. 799-1250, Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, presented by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Baby Taos tonight. Bucks do lose, but I still say it's a time to celebrate as the Bucks head into the All-Star break. 46-8 mark. We'll be back on The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
118-111 loss for the Bucks. They hit the All-Star break with a 46-8 mark, and I still say it's a time to celebrate right now. I do. Injury report, George Hill still nursing the hamstring. Reports are he'll be back after the break, and Kyle Korver inactive tonight. A, quote, back injury. Okay, may have been rest. 799-1250, are you and your buddies, your family, enjoying this run here as much as you actually should? You're a front runner, finally. And I'm not hearing the buzz in my world. Let's go to Noble. Noble, you're next up. What's happening?
Hey, good night. Calling from the north side, but I just wanted to say that, you know, I while I am enjoying this run and I'm looking forward to the playoffs, I just, I'm disappointed with the loss tonight because I do care about the regular season. I've been a fan for so long. I'm only 28, but I've been a fan since we had, like, TJ Ford. I was a fan during the Irvin Johnson years. And I just feel like right now we need to step on other teams next. Like, I want the 70 wins. I want to win every game. I want to just blow out teams every night because it's been so long that we were down and nobody respected us. And I heard even Woj talking about how teams don't fear us. They still don't fear us. And so I feel like we need to step on people's necks right now and demand respect.
See, now, I like that. No. Stay right here. I like that sentiment because this loss did kind of get you a little bit. Because you could tell me what time the game's on, what your regimen is, where you're going to watch the game, are you going to listen to the game, are you going to the bar, are you staying at home. That's enjoying every part of being a front runner. I like that, Noble.
Yeah, I listen to Ted Davis. Like, I eat the Bucks content up. Like, I watch the YouTube. I listen to the podcast. I read the blogs. I listen to the 105.7. I listen to 620 for Ted Davis. And it's just, I just eat up the content. So I'm all in. I'm a Bucks fan, like I said. And I want us to reach as high as we can go.
And the best thing about this phone call here, Noble, thanks for the call, man. We'll talk again. Best thing about that phone call, not one time did he say, well, I'm just nervous and worried about a letdown. We always get let down. Every time I get my hopes up, every time the excitement level is up and then something happens and then they get an injury and then a buzzer beater and then someone goes off and Kawhi Leonard. And not one time did he say any of those things. That's enjoying it. He absorbs it. That's the mode we should be in. We should be celebrating this stuff. I'm not kidding. It's tough. You have to pinch yourself sometimes. Sometimes we don't know how to handle success. Think about that. They're successful. They're good. Legitimate is the one word I love. Now, are they getting the respect nationally that they should? Okay, for those of you that like the little brother syndrome, that like to be the underdog, flying under the radar, surprise people, okay, in that regard, you still have it with this Bucks squad. In that regard, in the national sense. I agree with that a little bit. But I think the NBA industry as a whole, the NBA insiders as a whole, they fully recognize the legitimacy of this basketball team. They recognize, obviously, Giannis, but they recognize the depth as well. To me, that's where it's at. I would like to see a couple of things, and Coach Budenholzer, we're going to hear from him in a bit, some improvements in a couple of parts of their game. Then we'll get to that later on in the show. If you want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. Despite the loss, a reason to celebrate. Let's get into our X factor of the game tonight.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I mean, you could say it's TJ Warren. I mean, you could. 35 points, 16 and 19. Mitch, what do you think about Brogdon? Once the Bucks started getting back into this thing, and when it really got tight, I think Brogdon sort of took over a little bit.
He did his usual kind of composure deal down the stretch, I would say, when, you know, he's kind of that calming influence as the Bucks kind of made their run a little bit, you know, early in the fourth, late in the third. And he made the right play a few times in a row. I'll give you that. I'd be okay with that, Tim. I think
I'll be accused of having this love affair with Malcolm Brogdon again.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, you will.
Which I always do. I think that dude's good. I think he's a good dude, and that's that. You guys know, the longtime listeners of me know that Brogdon, clearly my favorite player when he was here. There's no question about that. 799-1250. Are you enjoying this Bucks season as much as we probably should? You can point the fingers, too. You can point the fingers at others, other TV shows, talk shows, radio shows, whatever it is. Your buddies, your cousins. You can do that as well, because our last caller there, I think he hit it on the head. Yeah, you're waiting for the playoffs, and I get front runners do that. But since we came from where we came from here, the state of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Brewers, the Badgers, the whoever, outside of 2010, I don't know. Just seems like we should be going crazy. And to some degree, I'm seeing a little bit of that, but maybe not as much. We'll hear from Coach Bud coming up in just a bit. And again, you're always welcome in here. Matt Velazquez, JS Online, and General Sentinel, he will join us as well as we celebrate. No, not the loss tonight. No, we celebrate a 46-8 mark as the NBA All-Star break is finally here. And the Bucks have as good a chance as they've had in a long time to win an NBA title. And think about what we're going to be in a couple of months here. I know the pitchers and catchers reporting. That was your big news today. No, it's the NBA All-Star break, and the Bucks are legit. We'll be back here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velazquez.
Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
118-111 loss as the Bucks head into the All-Star break with a 46-8 mark. This portion of the show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off I-43 North and Silver Spring Drive. We hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in from the Journal Sentinel and JS Online, Matt Velazquez. Matt, it's Tim Allen in for Baby Taos, man. What's happening? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, glad to be talking with you.
Yes. All right. Let me ask you what we've been talking about today. I mean, you obviously covering the Bucks and the whole deal. You feel the response, social media, and your followers as well, your readers. Are the Bucks getting? Are fans giving themselves the enjoyment that they should with a 46-8 freight train that are the Milwaukee Bucks? Are you getting the sense that it's sort of a wait and see thing? Or are you getting some excitement level out of them?
Yeah, I think overall there's a pretty good excitement level. I think, you know, most people that I encounter either, you know, in town or, you know, on the internet or Journal Sentinel readers or whoever I see them, I think a lot of them are, you know, there is some wait and see, but they're also, you know, if they follow the team on a daily basis, I think they're enjoying the ride. You know, tonight the ride was not very enjoyable. For a lot of the game, but I think there was also kind of some level-headedness and some perspective. You know, yes, people were upset, and rightfully so, especially after that first half. But they're also like, you know what, it happens. You know, going to the All-Star break with the best record in the league, you know, it's okay, like no big deal. And I feel like in past years, even last year, maybe there wasn't as much of that. I think there's a, you know, an amount of patience and understanding. I think the Bucks have earned. I think the fans are giving them.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we need to learn how to be a front runner, because here in the state of Wisconsin, Matt, it's you know, we got to go back to 2010 and with the Packers, but I think it's a little different animal. I mean, I was always jealous looking across the nation, looking at Golden State, looking at even many years ago with the Bulls doing their thing and the Lakers doing their thing. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves to realize that, gosh, the Bucks could be in that situation as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, they are still on track to have the best record of any Bucks team that has ever existed. They still have the reigning MVP, who is happy and healthy, and you know, missed the past two games because of the birth of his child, not because of any type of injury or any problem. Who, you know, because of that and the All-Star break, is going to have a pretty significant stretch of rest between, you know, games, you know, since the Bucks don't play again for about a week. So I think it's a pretty good situation for them. You know, they're obviously doing great. And, yeah, I think there's some adjustment, you know, with every fan base, whenever your team mm-hmm. That you follow changes course, right? You know, the Bucks have been building since that 15-win season in 2013-14. They've been building, you know, it hasn't always been linear or, you know, always, you know, straight up, but they have been building to this, and they've reached, you know, the pinnacle, at least regular season wise, and now they're hoping for more, and they've set themselves up to be in a position for more, you know. So I think that there's some adjustment to that, and understanding kind of expectations or setting new expectations. But I think, you know, Bucks fans, they're with it. I think they mm-hmm. they're handling it pretty well.
Matt, I agree with you. In tonight's game, I heard Coach Bud talk to you guys about the tale of two halves here. What the hell happened in that first half? I mean, you're looking at 12 turnovers, a sloppy handle on the ball, 27 points off the turnovers. Just what went wrong?
It was an atrocity. I mean, it was bad. It was, you know, the way I phrased it on Twitter was, this is what Bucks opponents usually look like, not the Bucks. you know, it was bad. And, you know, that they couldn't find any type of consistency on offense. The Pacers were absolutely, you know, locking them down with their defense. You know, the Bucks defense, you know, which is the best defense at, you know, in terms of field goal percentage, especially inside the three-point arc. You know, they don't let up easy buckets, easy layups, stuff like that. And that's all that was happening in the first half. They were a sieve. I mean, it was just unfocused. Dispassionate, like it was any way you want to put it out there, it was bad. And mm-hmm. you know, to their credit, you know, they went into the locker room, they talked among themselves, they came out and they played, you know, for the most part, Bucks basketball. You know, they got that game from 23 down to 4. You know, by playing really good defense. You know, Eric Bledsoe mentioned that, you know, they weren't getting as frustrated in the first half. You know, the Pacers would make a shot and the Bucks were like, hanging their heads and stuff like that. You know, second half, they kept pushing, kept plugging away. And eventually, you know, the Pacers, you know, credit to them, they started playing really well down the stretch. The shots that they had been missing in the third quarter, they started knocking down. Malcolm Brogdon played really well down the stretch. And, you know, they were able to take it home. They were a very motivated team. They had lost six in a row coming into this one. A lot of them, games they had coughed up late. And so I think they really need to get the monkey off their back, too. So, you know, credit to them for playing a really good game for basically three quarters. And obviously the Bucks played really awful in the first half, and that sank them.
Bucks are well represented in the All-Star festivities over the weekend. And Matt, you personally, though, I mean, it's a grind here. It's a long grind doing what you do. Do you go to Chicago, or do you just take some time off here?
I'll be in Chicago. I'm not going to go down until Saturday morning, though. And I'm gonna try and go home each day. Anytime I can have an opportunity to spend the night in my own bed is something that I'm always happy to do. So I'll go down there Friday. I'll be there for the morning where they'll have availability for everybody who's doing the All-Star Saturday night stuff. And, you know, both teams will be available that day, which will be a zoo. And, you know, both teams will practice. And then I'll stick around for, you know, Chris Middleton in the skills contest, Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. And then I'll be there on Sunday night for the game. So I'll be hanging out.
Yeah, that's cool. Anything you want to see Giannis? And Middleton for that matter, but Giannis more specifically, accomplish in this All-Star game?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him gunning for MVP again. I know last year, through probably three quarters of that game, he probably would have been the MVP. He yeah. wanted it. And, like, he's not the kind of guy who really is into individual awards, but last year was definitely the exception. He wanted to be the MVP. Some people have joked that this year he picked a team that would make it more likely for him to be the MVP because, at least on paper, his team's not as good. But, you know, I'm interested to see how hard he goes and in the way that he plays. And obviously, you know, he can do all kinds of incredible things on the court. So, you know, given the opportunity to throw down some crazy dunks, I'm hoping to see some fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I want to see him get the MVP, and I think that's just another trophy that is going to be, well, it's going to be a big trophy case for Giannis, for sure. Matt, always a pleasure. Enjoy the All-Star break, and keep up the good work.
All right, will do. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, there he is, Matt Velazquez, JSOnline.com and Journal Sentinel. Right here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending, Tim, since 1935.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, so we leave you with the defensive attitude from me, the defensive play of the game. I'm just a little defensive when it comes to, you know, less excitement than what I think should happen with the Milwaukee Bucks. Mitch, I want to bring you in on this thing. Are you seeing it in your world as well? And I know you work in the community during the day.
Yeah, I'm out there.
And
I mean,
do you hear this? Do you hear Bucks excitement like we should or no?
Like we should, probably not. I would say it's you know, I just think people are a little bit, I don't know, traumatized from last year. I think there's a lot of people that are waiting for the playoffs a little bit, and at this point they've sort of watered down the regular season, and it's just kind of let's get there. The Bucks have such a big lead in the Eastern Conference that they basically have the one seed wrapped up. It's kind of like, let's just get there. And I think there's a lot of people that are enjoying it and a lot of people that have, like you, me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, we've dealt with, you know, a lot of losing over the years. And yeah. It's one of those things where you got to enjoy it. You don't know what next year is going to bring. I think that they should still be really good. But at the same time, it's, you know, you're the best team in the league. And this should not be taken for granted. It's been a tremendous season. They are better than they were last year, and I don't think anyone really saw that coming. And but Giannis has taken another step. Chris Middleton's taken another step. They've done enough to cover for the loss of Malcolm Brogdon. I think that narrative, I hate to use that word, but that narrative has sort of been hushed quite a bit.
Agreed.
the last 2 months or so. Once the national type sort of got off that, we haven't heard much of that lately. And Brogdon wasn't a huge factor tonight. I think he had a couple nice plays, but you know, it's been one of those things where it's just been a tremendous season. And you know, people probably should be a little more excited. The crowds at the game sometimes are a little disappointing is probably a tough word, but I think there's a few reasons why.
Well, you're right. We're not, number one reason is we're not used to it.
We're not used to it. I think honestly, Tim, people are a little too polite to stand up and cheer, for God's sake. Tell me I'm wrong. I mean,
no, you're on the money.
We hear about it at Packer games that it's sit down, and you know, and the Packers are, you know, everybody loves the Packers here, right? And you know, that's the team. And people still get yelled at for cheering it. So, I mean, people are too polite to stand up, you know, and cheering and go nuts. And also, I think one thing, too, if you watched the Sixers last night, you saw all the drama that they have. But the Bucks players don't really seem to play to the crowd or gesture to the crowd. Like, there's no hand-waving, like, let's stand up and cheer. There's none of that. Where, like, the Sixers and Joel Embiid do a really good job of that, of playing to their crowd when good things are going well, you know. It really helps, I think, raise the level of the volume in the arena. The Bucks players are just kind of locked in, and they play, and they play good defense, and you know, they just kind of are focused, and so are the fans. I think the fans are doing a good job of paying attention to games. You know, again, as I said earlier in the show, I mean, baby steps, right? Like, you were talking about games being on the bars. I mean, they weren't on in the bars 5 years ago. And now, and 5 years ago, when you were at the Bradley Center in 2014, when the Bucks were 15-69 or whatever, I can't even do math right now, but people weren't even looking at the game. I mean, it was like a night out. It was like, let's get dressed up and go sit there. I mean, there'd be 10,000 people in the building, and it'd be a morgue.
And you have and now to people remind
are,
yourself.
People are engaged in the game. They just aren't necessarily going over the top just yet. They're saving that for the postseason.
No, and yes, that's again, another part of it. But I think, you know, we have to remind ourselves of where we've been. You just mentioned the 15-win season just a handful of years ago. That puts it into better perspective for me. When
they're probably
going
to lose less games this year than they won that season.
Yes, probably. Yes, yes. I think that's safe to say. But this is the position we wished we were in for many, many years. I mean, not just going back 4 or 5 years, roll the clock back even a decade, couple of decades almost, back to what, 2002? I mean, this is the exact situation you were hoping for, and now it's here, and we'll leave you with that because they are legitimate. Baby Taos is going to be back after the All-Star break. I don't know what he's got going tonight. Just time off? I'm not sure. You can check him out on Twitter and ask him just where the hell he was tonight. Maybe he'll answer.
It's all his fault.
If he's capable. Yes, it is his fault because he's not here. But the Bucks go into the break 46-8. Giannis, I'm crossing my fingers for the MVP of that All-Star game. And the other thing I was rooting for in tonight's game, just on a little side note, was the 100-point streak that continues for this basketball team. 54 games in this year and then 24 last year. Streak of 100 or better in all of those games. Hits 78 now. So just little victory tonight despite the 118-111 loss. Carthage Colin. Is that his name back there behind the booth?
That'll work.
Yeah, Carthage Colin. I wonder if he knows Joe Zenzola.
He says he does, yeah.
He does, okay.
Of course he do. Who doesn't?
That's true. All right, that's going to do it for us. Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Mitch, thanks for the fun tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. It's been a blast.
You. Yeah, absolutely. My name is Tim Allen. Baby Tops back after the All-Star break. You guys have a great night, and go Bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.